The suit brought by the owner of the Dairyland Greyhound racetrack challenges the right of the Wisconsin governor to make gaming compacts with the state's 11 Indian tribes. Tribal leaders say if Alabama track owner Roy Berger wins the case, it would threaten the jobs of 35,000 people who work in casino-related businesses. But Berger says the current compacts violate a 1993 constitutional amendment. He says all he wants is a level playing field for dog tracks to offer casino games.
We would like the whole issue of casino gaming to go back to the electorate, go back to the public in Wisconsin, have another referendum, try to include racetracks in that, and let's get it above board and let's get it fair.
Ironically, Berger is working now with the Menominee tribe to transform his dog track into a casino. Menominee tribal chair Michael Chapman says that project would be in jeopardy if the court agrees with Berger's argument. In addition, Chapman's worried his tribe might lose the $8 million a year it earns from its current casino in Kashina.
That subsidizes the infrastructure of the tribe. It would have a great impact on basic services, including health, education, and welfare.
If the tribal casinos are forced to close down, the state would also lose millions of dollars. Casino fees paid to the state go into the general fund and help pay for everything from health care to public schools. Department of Administration Secretary Mark Murata says tribes like the Oneida also save the state money by using casino revenues to fund their own elementary school.
If they were not fully funding that elementary school, those students would have to be educated at public schools in that area, and that would cost, well, right there, probably an additional $5 million. And that's just one relatively small example of the kinds of services that the tribes pick up that would otherwise have to be borne by Wisconsin taxpayers.
Tribal leaders say if the court rules their casino compacts illegal, they will likely look for ways to appeal the ruling to federal court. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.